Blog Talk Radio.
You know, COVID's still going on, and here we are. Cases of RSV are skyrocketing. This is a respiratory virus, not a CBS police show. And the flu is hitting hard. The McRib is back. Everything, we'll be lucky to make it to Christmas. President Biden got his updated booster shot today. He rolled up his sleeve to show America that his werewolf arms are ready for Halloween. Very hairy guy. According to the CDC, only about 8.5% of Americans have received the most up-to-date booster shot, which is, I remember 2 years ago we were scrambling for vaccine appointments, like Billy Zane trying to get on a lifeboat at the end of Titanic. Now it's like they're asking us to help move a sofa up 8 flights of stairs. Hey, speaking of viruses, Donald Trump has a new, you know that guy, right? Has a new box set. We finally got a Trump tell-all told by Donald Trump himself. Bob Woodward of the Washington Post released audio from 20 interviews he conducted with Trump, one from before he was president, the other 19 done in Trump's final year. This is more than 11 hours of conversation. According to Woodward, Trump would call him randomly at unexpected hours to talk while he was president, because there's nothing he likes doing more than talking about himself. It's his version of phone sex. It's so interesting to listen to, though. Trump talks about, one of the things he talks about is explaining COVID to his son, Barron, who was 13 at the time. He told Barron he wished he'd known about COVID 2 months earlier so he could have stopped it, which is also what he told Ivana about Don Jr. And by the way, he did know about it 2 months earlier, but this is crazy. He asked Bob Woodward, the guy interviewing him, to tell him what to do about the pandemic.
I appreciate your time.
Give me the list of the things you said. Go. Did you write them down or not?
Yes, I wrote them all down.
Give me the list of those things. I'm going to talk
about... Okay, what I'll do is send them to Jared, or you want me to...
Just read them out. Go ahead, read them.
Okay, the first is testing. Number two, the medical supply chain has to be made as perfect as it can be.
But it's moving along.
Number five, shelter in place. Next is the vaccine antibody czar, somebody who's in charge.
Vaccines, I got it. I got people in charge. Go ahead.
Next is China.
Can you imagine that this happened? Yeah, I mean, I can't even believe. Trump also told Woodward he was hesitant to release a plan for the pandemic for fear it might not be politically beneficial, which is, that's, why did grandma die? Well, because the president has a super cool Bring Me a Diet Coke button on his desk, and he didn't want to lose that. One of the interviews was from 2016 when Trump was a candidate. He was asked whether he would act more presidential if he got elected president, and this was his almost unbelievable response.
I'm just struck by we're asking the questions about, quote, being presidential. So many other people have asked, can Trump pivot? Can he shift to a different kind of tone? And correct me if I'm wrong. My view, listening to you, is that you actually don't really have that much interest in changing too much.
Not yet.
But it seems your natural inclination is to fight.
Yes, always to fight. My natural inclination is to win. And after I win, I will be so presidential that you won't even recognize.
When
you'll be falling asleep, you'll be so bored.
Yeah, so that's how I would describe the years 2016 to 2020, a real boring snooze fest. It's kind of amazing in that he was right about almost nothing he said.
How do you speak to those people who think you don't want them in this country?
I am a person that's going to bring this country together. I'm a person that is going to unify the country. President Obama is a divider. He is not a unifier.
And instead of a unifier, Trump turned out to be a dumpster fire. And I'll tell you, listening through these tapes, he really has a bug up his ass about Obama.
I don't think Obama's smart. See, I think he's highly overrated. And I don't think he's a great speaker. You know, hey, look, I went to the best schools. I did great. I had an uncle who was a professor at MIT for 40 years, one of the most respected in the history of the school. For 40 years, my father's brother. And my father was smarter than he was. Good stock. You know, they talk about the elite. Really, the elite? They have nice houses? No. I have much better than them. I have better everything than them.
Oh, my God. Nice. Well, yeah, everyone knows the size of your house is determined by how smart your uncle was, right? Is that not the saddest thing you ever... If he wasn't such a creep, you'd almost feel sorry for him. Almost. And, of course, Trump, who has the best instincts, the best everything, the smartest uncle, lashed out at Bob Woodward on his floundering social media platform today. He wrote, as he fully understands, Bob Woodward never got my permission to release tapes. Those tapes were allowed only for purposes of making sure that he got my quotes and statements correct for the written word. In other words, for his nevertheless highly inaccurate book. The tapes are much better than the book. At least if they were not, at least they bludgeoned to death by him to make me look as bad as possible. But he and his publisher had no right to use my voice or that. Right. It's all Bob Woodward's fault. Why are you agreeing to do 20 interviews on tape with the guy who took down Richard Nixon with tapes? With tapes. This is... The emperor has no brain. In Florida last night, they had a gubernatorial debate between the Democrat, Charlie Crist, and the Republican, the guy who could trip up Trump in 2024, Ron DeSantis. Crist asked DeSantis a simple question, that one that Ron either couldn't or wouldn't address.
You talk about Joe Biden a lot. I understand. You think you're going to be running against him. I can see how you might get confused. But you're running for governor. Why don't you look in the eyes of the people of the state of Florida and say to them, if you're reelected, you will serve a full four-year term as governor. Yes or no? Yes or no, Ron? Will you serve a full four-year term if you're reelected governor of Florida? It's not a tough question. It's a fair question. He won't tell you.
Maybe if I stand perfectly still, they won't be able to see me. He's either running for president or he just had an accident in his pants. I don't know. But Kanye West had another bad day. You know how Kanye said he could say anti-Semitic stuff and Adidas cannot drop him? Well, today Adidas dropped him. Adidas this morning ended their very successful partnership with Ye, which is terrible news for people who love shoes that look like severed alien feet. No one wants to work with Kanye. Even New Balance thinks he's unbalanced. The only shoe company left for Kanye to go is Hush Puppies, who today unveiled their new Hush Yeezys. Kanye's now been dropped by Adidas, Vogue, Balenciaga, The Gap, his agent, his lawyer, and Kim Kardashian. But he already has his next big venture lined up. He's planning to buy the conservative social media platform Parler, which is called Parler because the number of users they have can fit into one. And this tells you all you need to know about Parler. When the story broke last week that Kanye wanted to buy them, Parler sent an email to their VIP members that exposed everyone's personal email address, which is the kind of mistake that happens when your website is run by a group of racist grandpas. I'm interested to see how this will pan out for Parler. I mean, you really don't want Kanye West to acquire you. It's sort of like when Godzilla acquires Tokyo. And the truth is, the right wing has a lot of different sites to post on besides Parler already. There's Truth Social, there's Gab, there's Getter, there's Hater, there's Liar, Active Shooter, Sore Loser. There's a million. There have never been more places to go to complain you're being silenced than there are right now. Meanwhile, Halloween is less than a week away, and Herschel Walker is worried about it.
You know, Halloween is right around the corner. And now the people of China and Mexico are dressing fentanyl up to look like candy. So I want you to be very vigilant when you're taking your kids on Halloween, because there's a new war in town. And that war is China.
Yes, what? I mean, huh? A very compelling statement about Mexico and China from a man who couldn't locate Mexico or China on a map of only Mexico and China. Halloween is a scary time for Herschel Walker, because when kids show up at his house, he's not sure if they want candy or child support. Herschel Walker is not the only person or first person to float this theory about drugs being hidden in children's trick-or-treat bags. I mean, who can forget the classic scene from It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown?
I got 5 pieces of candy. I got a chocolate bar.
I got a quarter.
I got a rock of crack cocaine.
Charlie may have been a blockhead, but he was not a crackhead. This is the new right-wing scare story right now. Mexico sneaking fentanyl into candy bars. And, you know, I looked up the effects of fentanyl on the DEA website. They include sedation, drowsiness, dizziness, and confusion, which sounds a lot like Herschel Walker to me. And, of course, he's worried about the children of America. Half of them are his. He gave quite a speech at a rally full of no one yesterday. He even set a new world record for the most times a human used the word pronouns in a 30-second span.
We got people in Washington that had forgot about it. Now they're talking about pronouns, bringing pronouns into our military. Pronouns? What the heck is a pronoun? My pronouns sick and tired of y'all talking about pronouns. What I want you to do is make our men and women strong again. The way you make them strong is forget about talking about pronouns. Because I can tell you this, Iran, Russia, and China are not talking about pronouns. How do you identify? And they're not talking about trying to charge a tank in the desert either. They're talking about war. And we're over here talking about charging a tank in the desert. That's an electricity tank. That won't work.
You know, if it weren't for the podium, he would just be a crazy person ranting in a parking lot, right? You'd walk by, you go, oh, okay, I'm going to get my car. But despite running one of the worst campaigns in maybe the history of the Senate, Republicans have rallied around Herschel Walker. He's got Trump's blessing, bigly, and today he picked up a key endorsement from none other than the MyPillow man, Mike Lindell.
Hello there, it's me, Mike Pillow Lindell, 4-time Mount Minnetonka Drug Treatment Center's crack addict in a month. That's my crack plaque. The great state of Georgia needs leaders who've been hitting the head a lot. And that's why I'm endorsing Herschel Walker for senator. Herschel and me got common values. We both know the presidency was stolen from Donald J. Trump. We both keep big pictures of Jesus in our living rooms. And we both sustained multiple traumatic head injuries. That's how come raccoon mushroom head basketball. Ah, come on, brain. Let's get through this. Herman Waldo is pro-life. He's so pro-life, he'll put a baby in anybody. He's got hundreds of them, and a Heisman Trophy to boot. The other thing, Hercules is tough on the environment. He says we got too many trees. Good point. One time I climbed all the way up to fill my honey pot, and a whole mess of hornets stung me in the eye holes. I fell 52 feet, and when I landed, I was so blind, I thought I was a prostitute named Carol for 8 months. So vote for Hershey's Walnut this November. He'll protect our babies from getting abortions and keep trees where they belong, out of our schools.
Paid for by the Minnesota Chamber of Mentally Ill Betting
Manufacturers. God, got in his face.
I'm Hershey Walnut, and I approve this one.
Yeah, welcome to the show, everybody. This is your host, Jerry Williams. As you guys know, there's a lot going on in the news, and it's funny because the craziness of MAGA and the Republican Party makes me sick to my stomach. I got to be honest with you. I have never felt so sickening of MAGA than I do now. It's ridiculous. And now, and we got a lot to talk about with this, because I know Paula is ready to go on this, but give me a minute, Paula. So here's what's crazy. When you have idiots like Elon Musk, who buys Twitter and now indulges in the conspiracy theories of MAGA and the Republicans to promote whatever the hell they want to say as far as anything that's damaging to people. And Elon Musk is supporting this. Don't you think that this is amazing that Elon Musk bought Twitter right before the midterms? He bought this right before the midterms, I'm telling you, he did this so he could promote bullshit and allow the MAGA people to report bullshit and do whatever the hell they want to do on Twitter. And so will people be banned? Probably not. Will people be in trouble? Probably not. But I guarantee you the first time a Democrat goes or a liberal says something negative against Trump or any of the Republicans, these are the people who are going to get banned. These are the people who are going to get banned. It's going to happen because Elon Musk is a fucked up individual who now owns Twitter. Honestly, this man, to even go as far as to fuck Amber Heard, that tells you how stupid and sickening the guy is. But I think that Elon Musk's idea is to create an all-out war. I think that would make him so happy to see Republicans and Democrats fighting with each other in a fight of blood and destruction. I think he would like that, because that's the type of person that Elon Musk is, okay? Elon Musk is just so sickening. It blows my mind that I have to even talk about this idiot. And then we're going to talk about Paul Pelosi. Now, everybody knows that Nancy Pelosi's husband was attacked by a mega fucking idiot. And the mega idiot went out and, of course, decided to destroy and attack an elderly man, right, who's in his 80s. I mean, that shows you how much of a coward these people are, that they can't even pick a fight with somebody who is just a younger person. They had to fight some old man and to go after him. And of course, you know, they are out there trying to put out in the world of conspiracy world. And so their conspiracies are all about Nancy Pelosi's husband being gay and a homosexual and having his gay lover there, a prostitute, and so forth. This is stuff we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about this. I'm going to let Paula even get really involved in this, actually, because it's really interesting to hear how stupid these people are. Look, folks, we are actually really close to the midterms, right? What is it? Next week we have midterms coming, ladies and gentlemen. Midterms, where Republicans are asking you to vote for them and to keep them in office or to put them in office to do what? Destroy America. They want you to elect them and put them in a seat in Congress so they can continuously destroy our nation, what they have done so far. They have actually went as far as committing an act of domestic terrorism in our country that has been imposed by Donald John Trump himself. They have said no and voted no on almost every fucking bill for Americans, including a bill that would have helped save lives. For example, like insulin, that would have only been $35 for diabetics, and they voted no on that. They voted no for veterans, our vets who served our country and died, watched people die for our country. And they went and said, fuck you, you're not getting a dime increase on pay or your benefits, so fuck off. That's what the Republicans did. They have no respect for the American people. They have no respect for life in general. All they care about is trying to create a fascist country, and that's what they want. They want a fascist country in America. They want it to be no different than what Hitler did with Germany. That's what the Republicans want. You can't tell me that the conservatives have a plan to destroy our country, because that's what it is. And I'm telling you, any Republican out there, any mega fucking idiot that's listening right now, and I know there's a lot of mega people that like to tune in here, and these mega idiots like to listen, and then they want to, you know, they don't want to call in because they hide behind the keyboards, and then they start to type or they send us letters and emails. And so they're afraid to speak about it because they're cowards. I mean, they're truly big cowards. And they do what their leader does. They hide behind Twitter, and they hide behind the keyboard. And so they use social media as the way to hurt and attack people in general. This is what MAGA is all about. Destroying America, and they want you to vote for them to destroy America. Do you really think that we should give them that opportunity? I want you to think about that really long and hard. Do you really believe that we should give them the opportunity to destroy our country? That's what MAGA wants to do. MAGA wants to destroy our country. And not only that, but you've got these fucked up Republicans out here that have jumped the gun on everything. And I got to be honest with you, they're getting worse. They're getting worse. And I'm getting really concerned for what's going on in my life. For example, I'm going to tell you a real quick story, because, you know, when I do this show, I like to open up and do the show by myself for a second, because once I do that, then I let it all out, and then I let it go, and then I open up the gates and let Paula take over for the rest of the show, basically, because I like her to help out, and I like her to take over the rest of the show. So, but what I want to do is I want to say this. I'm going to share this real quick story. So I went to see my nephew, or my nephew called me, let me just say that. I have not seen my nephew in a long time, probably years. And here he is, he's 23 years old, has an awesome job. You know, he's a fitness trainer for a company that is a very well-known fitness gym around the world. And, you know, he is like the regional manager now. And so he makes really good money. He does a really great job. Here's where it gets crazy. And I want you to listen to this. So he calls me and he says, hey, Uncle Jerry, can you come pick me up? I need a ride to Cincinnati, Ohio. And I said, well, sure, I'll give you a ride to Cincinnati downtown. So I go and I pick him up, and we're sitting. He sits in the car. He brings his backpack with him. I said, Drew, are you going to carry that down in Cincinnati as you walk around? And he goes, well, no, but wherever I go, this bag goes. And I said, really? Okay. And he says, you know, I'm really concerned about you, Uncle Jerry. I want to make sure you're safe. I want to make sure that you know that there's a lot of people out here trying to hurt each other and kill each other, and that you need to be ready for anything that can happen to you, especially out here driving and working and driving people around. So he said, Uncle Jerry, I'd like to give you this. And he gets in his bag, pulls out a gun. He pulls out a small Glock gun, is what it looked like to me. I don't know. I didn't ask him. It had 13 shots in it. And so I was like floored for a minute, because this is my little nephew that was totally just an innocent young man. An innocent young man. And then he pulled out this gun, and I don't have nothing against handguns, because I believe in handguns. I have a handgun in my house. So I told him, I said, I don't need that, only because I have a handgun at home, Drew. And he said, well, Uncle Jerry, you need to have this on there, because, you know, the world is going crazy, and you got to be ready for what's about ready to come. And I was like, well, so what are you talking about? So he opens up the bag and he shows me the inside of his bag. And in his bag, he has a small military type of bag where it has zip ties for handcuffing people. It has flashlights, first aid kits, battery packs. It has like two MREs, if you know what that is. Military people will know what that means. But what that is called meals ready to eat, MREs. You don't have to cook them. You can just open them up, and then, you know, you put it in like a little pack, and sometimes it has like a warming water where it instant warms the water, and the food is ready to go. It's all prepared right there in that one little package. These are made for when military are out in the field working, you know, when they're in the war zones where they could eat as they're out and about. It's also used for, you know, purposes of, you know, like, well, they use them for like if there's like hurricanes, shit like that. Anywho, so he had that in there. And then he had two things of mace. He had one long ass fucking Rambo knife, if you know what that is. It's called a survival knife. That is where it has a serrated edge knife, and then on the top of it has a compass, and inside that it has needle, thread, and all kinds of shit. So he had that knife in there. He had a little switchblade knife. He had another knife. And then, check this out. So then, in there he has four handguns. And I was like, what are you doing with those handguns? And he said, I am going to be ready in case anybody goes after me. Or if some shit goes down, I can shoot somebody. And I was like, nephew, what are you talking about? What are you talking about shooting somebody? What the hell? What happened to you? And he says, I'm worried about my son who's a baby. Do you know that the Democrats are coming to take away our guns? Did you know, Uncle Jerry, that the Democrats are trying to destroy the American people? And they're going to put them in concentration camps. I'm like, oh, my God, what the fuck is going on with this kid? He's 23 years old, and it's not the same kid as I knew years ago. I said, Drew, where are you getting this shit at? And he says, there's a website I'm going to show you. And he pulls it up on his phone. It's called patriotsomething.com. And I looked at it. I'm like, the first thing that pops up on there is fucking support Donald Trump. That's the first thing that pops up. And then it talks about, then it has all this linked to conspiracies and QAnon. And then it talks about being ready to go to war. Be ready for war. Have your vitamins, which he actually had in the bag, these vitamins. Have your food ready. It showed a way to create a backpack for a survival pack. And you needed to put gas masks in there, like for gas masks. You know, I'm talking about those masks. So he had one in there. All this stuff that he was showing me on this website that had a list, he had in this fucking bag. And I'm like, man, what the fuck? I mean, he had rope. He had zip lines so he could climb and be ready to climb. He had a thing where he could build a tent. And all the stuff he had in his fucking backpack. And then in that website, you got to think in that website showing this shit, I'm thinking to myself, what the hell is going on here? Why is he acting? What's going on with you, Drew? And he's like, I'm like, Drew, you know I'm a Democrat? And he said, Uncle Jerry, you cannot be a Democrat. It is very bad. It's so bad to be that. You don't want to be a Democrat. You got to get away from it. You got to go. Listen to Donald Trump. Donald Trump knows what to do. This is what he's telling me. Donald Trump will lead you to the righteousness and path. He is going to be the great leader that's coming very soon. And it says it on the website as well, that they have plans of action. And on that, they have these little coded messages, apparently, because he knew what the coded messages were, that they meant certain things in there, in this website. What to do, where to be ready to stand by for an attack or whatever the hell it is. But he was showing me this. And I was honestly really scared for this kid, for my nephew. This boy that I raised with my sister ever since he was a baby. And he's not the same. I looked at him and I'm like, Drew, you have been brainwashed. You have been brainwashed. No, Uncle Jerry, you don't understand. I'm not brainwashed. No, it's not that. You've been brainwashed by media and the fake news, and you've been brainwashed by the Democrats. They've been hypnotically telling you what to do. The government's controlling you, Jerry. You got to get away from it, Uncle Jerry. Oh, my God. We went back and forth for probably the 30 minutes that it took to get to Cincinnati. Then he asked me, he said, hey, Jerry, Uncle Jerry, can I go ahead and just leave the bag in your car? And then you come pick me up later. I was like, oh, my God. He's got four fucking guns. He tried to give me the gun to put in my car. I was like, dude, you got to take this shit, and you need to take it home. I don't know what's going on. So he's like, well, hold on. I got to get ready. So he gets out of my car, and he gets his duffel bag out. Well, he got all the guns out, and he put them all in his back. He had these different holsters. So he holstered all four guns on his body before he walked into Cincinnati to go to bars, basically to drink, hang out with his friends. So he had all these guns on him. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? What is going on with our children? What has MAGA done to these people? They have made the youth of America scared of the boogeyman that doesn't even exist. They have brainwashed every one of them, including my nephew, who was once a wonderful young man, very bright, very smart, very intelligent, And now he has brainwashed robotic zombie of MAGA. Trump and the Republicans of MAGA had their claws stuck in him. And now they've actually directed him to a conspiracy site that he's reading religiously that tells him what to do every day when it sends him messages via text messages every day of what to do and be on alert and be ready. And he is so scared that everything around the corner is going to come and get him. That's what he's doing. That's how fucked up it is. So this actually goes pretty deep for me because it's somebody that is really close to me and that is my nephew. He's like a son to me. I raised him, like I said, he's like a child. He's a son to me. And to see this really hurts, knowing that it is that bad of a situation that the Republicans want you to vote for them to put this kind of shit in office and to continuously take down each and every one of our children in America. Because that's what they want you to do, is to prime our young adults to become these robotic mega soldiers of conspiracies. And it's fucked up. It really is fucked up. It bothers me that bad that I have to speak about it. I actually literally dropped him off and went and parked somewhere and literally cried for like 20, 30 minutes crying, knowing that this boy is fucked up, that there's problems, and he's not going to listen to me. He's not going to listen to reasoning because that's gone bye-bye. And I know there's people out there that are dealing with the same thing in their own families. You are dealing with this in your own families and your own friends or whomever it is, but somebody very close to you, you're dealing with the same shit. And I totally get it. So I wanted to bring that up before we start this show and tell that story. All right, so here's what I'm going to do. Before we do anything and before I bring Paula in, I just wanted to, let's see here. Here's what did I want to do? I knew what I wanted to do. Yeah, I knew it. My brain is like telling me what I want to do, and then it doesn't do what I want to do. But I know it doesn't make sense what I'm saying here because I keep thinking about a lot of things that's going on. So President Barack Obama, and I say president because he's president, came out and spoke about Rob Johnson. I thought it was really interesting what happened with him. And I'm going to play just a little piece of this audio clip, and then we'll come back, and then we'll bring Paul in. Take a listen.
Political heavyweights are on the campaign trail this weekend with just 10 days to go before the midterm elections. Barack Obama, President Biden, and Donald Trump fanning out across the country in the final days of the campaign.
Yeah, Obama is on a five-state tour to rally support for Democrats. He campaigned in Georgia on Friday, in Wisconsin and Michigan yesterday, along with incumbent Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Leaders like Gretchen Whitmer are working to make sure cars are being built and high-tech manufacturing is being done right here in Michigan instead of China. That's an actual plan.
Even though he's facing his own reelection campaign, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is on the campaign trail this weekend, rallying in support for Lee Zeldin, the congressman who's running for governor of New York.
If you are tired of the same old story, well, you have the power to turn the page. You have the power to elect Lee Zeldin as the next governor of the state of New York. You will roll with some changes, and this will be the 21st century version of the shot heard round the world. Let's get it done.
Meantime, in Wisconsin, President Obama slammed incumbent GOP Senator Ron Johnson for calling Social Security a Ponzi scheme. Obama is hoping to get Democrats fired up as they head to the polls.
Let's get more on his Midwest campaign swing from CNN correspondent Omar Jimenez.
Well, President Obama said the reason he was here in Milwaukee is simple, to get people to vote. We are closing in on a week to Election Day, and this was the second stop the former president made over the course of Saturday, the first being in Detroit, campaigning for Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Then he made his way here to Milwaukee, where he campaigned largely for Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Senate hopeful Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. Part of what he emphasized was that democracy was on the ballot in this particular race coming up. He said in familiar fashion of Republicans, no one can hear you outside this auditorium when you boo, so you have to go vote. He also, though, touched on Senator Ron Johnson floating the idea that Social Security would become discretionary funding or decided on an annual basis. Take a listen.
Senator Johnson voted to raise the retirement age to 70, supported a plan that would put Social Security and Medicare on the chopping block every single year. Each year you'd have to vote to renew this thing. I mean, think about it, because Washington works so well. That's, you want your Social Security and Medicare reliant on Congress every year. He's called Social Security a Ponzi scheme. Said that it's candy that the left is giving away. The point is, some of you here are on Social Security. Some of your parents are on Social Security. Some of your grandparents are on Social Security. You know why they have Social Security? Because they worked for it. They worked hard jobs for it. They have chapped hands for it. They had long hours and sore backs and bad knees to get that Social Security. And if Ron Johnson does not understand that, if he understands giving tax breaks for private planes more than he understands making sure that seniors who've worked all their lives are able to retire with dignity and respect, he's not the person who's thinking about you and knows you and sees you, and he should not be your senator from Wisconsin.
Now, Boris and Amra, the former president, has really jumped into these midterm races strongly in the past week and a half, not just...
All right, so there you go. So Barack Obama, President Barack Obama, really dug into that. I mean, it was so awesome that he dug into that about Ron Johnson. It was awesome. I enjoyed it. So that is something else we'll talk about. So like I said, we got a lot to cover, and if you have any questions, you can call into the show, or if you want to comment, you can call in. The show number here is 563-999-3400. That's 563-999-3400. All right, let's get into it now. We're going to be bringing in Ms. Paula Alexander. Sorry, I kind of fumbled on that one. And so, like I said, we're going to bring her in. But before we do that, let's give a big special tribute to a great history of this man that was, well, you know what? He was a great musician. The man on the piano himself, Jerry Lee Lewis, the killer, which if you never heard of the story, you got to know the story of why they call him the killer. Paula knows that story. I know the story. I want to know if Paula knows it, right? So he died on October 28th. And he died of 87. And I got to tell you, I wasn't a big Jerry Lee Lewis fan, but I still believe in paying tribute and honor to a man who brought really good music to the people, right? Because you got to think Jerry Lee Lewis was like this you know, he was like really a fascinating guy when he came to the piano. And, you know, the only thing I think it really killed his career was that he married his 13-year-old cousin, which really caused the issue.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain.
Jerry Lee Lewis, we love you, brother. God bless you. May you rest in peace.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Cutting in this garage, just quitting balls of fire. I let the love hold, I thought it was funny. You came along and you told me, honey. I've changed my mind. Cutting in this garage, just quitting balls of fire.
Because he's had 6 number one hits and you've had only 2 in the top 10.
Well, who's got the number one record right now?
You. My point, exactly.
He should go on before me.
Can't. It's in his contract that he closes the show.
Oh, yeah. You got to think, great tribute to Jerry Lee Lewis, the one and only, the killer himself. What an amazing entertainer, right? Of course, like I said, I never was a big fan of Jerry Lee Lewis because, you know, he was just a very interesting character. Not my cup of tea, man. But he had some good music. All right, it's time to bring in the infamous Paula Alexander, the one and the only woman that everybody's been waiting for. Giggity. All right, you mega idiots, are you ready? I'm waiting for the hey mega idiots. It's listening right now. All you mega idiots, get ready because here we go. I'm ready for you. I know Paula's ready for you. So let's bitch. Let's go on.
Break me down, you got a lovely face. We're going to your place, and now you got to freak me out. Scream so loud, getting fucking laid. You want me to stay, but I got to make my way. Hey, you're crazy bitch, but you're so good, I'm on top of it. When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Stack yourself down my back to keep me right on. Crazy bitch, but you're so good.
Oh, yeah. Well, Paul Alexander.
Hey, Jerry. Hey, Jerry.
Hey.
Yeah, I've been... Hi, everybody. So, first thing I want to say is Jerry.
Paula.
Do you know how many times I covered my mouth and said, oh, my God, while you were telling your story?
I know.
So,
yeah, you can
know
how I felt, or still feel, actually.
I would have been, like, blown away. All the words you can use for it, I would have been, oh my God. Did you happen to ask him how many of those guns were legal?
Well, I can tell you this much. I will tell you this much, that I believe he has. I said, Drew, how many guns do you actually have? He goes, I own 9 guns. I said, 9 guns? He said, and 3 of them are AR-15s.
Oh.
I was like, what the fuck?
Oh.
And he's like, if you use this gun, I'm going to leave it in your car. And I didn't take it, though. But he's like, I was like, no, Drew, I don't want to keep it. But anyway, he's like, but if you use the gun, Uncle Jerry, just throw it in the Ohio River. I was like, what the fuck?
Okay. So
the they're not
was,
legal. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, it's not legal. No. Or he bought it at a gun show.
Well, he had a website he showed me where he
right
buys it. And it is directly
oh
through the Patriot website that I was telling you about.
Yeah.
It's directly through that Patriot website. They sell guns right there. And apparently, I'm thinking that these fucking guns are probably like what they call burner guns or ghost guns, you know, something like that. I guarantee you.
Right. 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 Okay. One thought was, do the police know he owns this many guns with this ideology? And second of all,
mm-hmm,
this website that he's on, the patriotswhatever.com, cannot tell me that there are not FBI spies in that website. You cannot tell me that.
Yeah, I would think there would be.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I know is it's fucked up, and anything that has those coded messages that he's getting, I mean, you got to think that's what our youth is looking at right now. That's what this kind of shit. But what's funny is, Paula, here's what's funny about it, or what's crazy about it, not funny, it's crazy, is that our friend that passed away, Vince, okay, Cammy and Vince did the exact same thing. He had a bag where he had all that same shit in it, because I seen it when he died. He had all these guns put in a fucking backpack, and he always carried the gun on one of those guns on the side of his hip. And in that bag, it was exactly the same thing. And his wife, Tammy, goes, Jerry, down in the basement, we have it stocked up for when the shit hits the fan. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, Tammy? And I went down there, and she's got food and shit. They had food stacked up to the gill in there, cans and bottled waters and shit like that, and a fucking hazmat suits and everything else. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And she said, the world's coming to end, and the Democrats are going to do it. She said the exact same thing.
No.
So they're all, and I guarantee you, he was looking at the exact same site, because Vince used to look at a site, and we didn't know what the site was, and Tammy still looks at it, by the way. I think it's the same fucking site. I think it's exactly that same site.
You cannot tell me that the FBI is not aware of this. Cannot tell me that.
Well, I'm sure they are, but what are they doing about it? Why isn't that site just shut down? I mean, I don't understand why, maybe because Donald Trump was in office at the time and all this. I mean, but it's still going on, but I don't know.
Well, you know, there are sites on the web that go through invisible IPNs.
IPS. IPS address.
There are sites that go through invisible ways. get online.
You do know there's a way that you can block your IPS, right? It's called hidemyass.com is one of them. You die, you go
that.
In there, and it generates a fake IPS address. So if you go into it, nobody can ever find you. It's fucked up.
Well, there's others.
Made.
There's others that are not supported by Google Play Store. I don't know who allows this or who how they do it. I don't know that part. But I do know that there are websites that even the J6 committee have found out that a lot of the defendants in the insurrection on the Capitol, they have found on some of these sites. There's more than the site that you're talking about. There's more.
Oh, yeah.
Not
well,
just that one. There's multiple.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, I get it. Absolutely. Well, that one site that's called One We Go, All We Stand, whatever the hell that one is, that's a major one right there because everybody uses that one. It's on all the MAGA bumpers.
Okay. I don't know what they're all called. But your nephew has fallen so deep down the rabbit hole that he lost all common sense. Let me ask you a question. This is personal because you love him and he's your nephew. If you found out that he had used his gun, would you turn him in?
Oh, hell yeah. I would. Only because that's a law enforcement enemy. I would definitely do that.
Okay.
And I don't care if they're family or not.
I figured you would. That boy, he needs deprogramming.
Yes, he does. I don't know.
Okay.
And what's weird is that these people, and I'm thinking that it's, you know, and again, a lot of it is to do with, you know, all this MAGA shit. But I'm thinking to myself when he was showing me this stuff, all I kept thinking of is how brainwashed he is. And honestly, that's what happens with people out here is they get into the conspiracy stuff. They start reading one thing and then they want to read more and then more. And then eventually it starts to brainwash you. I was stuck in it. I was one of those people that read it, read that kind of stuff and got stuck into it. You know, I was an adamant Alex Jones listener.
Yeah. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God that you came to your senses. Thank God. And here we are on the air talking about it.
Yeah.
Thank God. I you know, there has always been some militia groups throughout the United States. But the scary part is that there's more of them and they've grown in numbers. So now this is the thing. I don't know if you know this or not, but the DOJ has recruited a prosecutor from Kansas City that is an expert in prosecuting people who have stolen government documents.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he prosecuted a female politician, or I can't remember what her position was, but he prosecuted her and won. He is one of those people that has delved deep into what it takes to prosecute someone who has stolen documents on a government level and able to convict them. Now, who else has stolen government documents? Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Donald J. Trump. So the DOJ has recruited this guy, got him on board. Can't remember his name, which I could. And they're saying that they're getting closer to an indictment. So what do you think is going to happen if Donald, with people like your nephew, if Donald Trump gets indicted? What's going to happen to all these people who think the Democratic Party is evil, the DOJ is evil, the FBI is evil, and they're going to fight for the guy they think is their leader? What do you think they're going to do?
Oh, yeah. They're gonna start a war.
Exactly. So with that being said, you cannot tell me that the FBI is not monitoring sites like this, like your nephew's on. Not just that one, but any other site like similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot tell me they're not monitoring the Proud Boys, the 3%ers, what's the other one? All the militia groups.
Oh yeah.
And the thing about this, if it were to happen, it's going to be a sad day in America.
Big time. It's going to be real bad. Yeah.
If the National Guard and the United States Army have to go to war against our own people.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be bad.
Right.
Our country hasn't seen something like that since the Civil War, you know.
Exactly.
It's blowing my mind, though. It's getting scary. I know that.
Well, and the thing is, but positive thing about that is that because of the Civil War being so long ago, and because of January 6th, I believe that the United States military, the DOJ, the FBI, whoever, all our top police forces will be prepared. I do believe that.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, again, it will be really sad if our military has to take up arms against American citizens because they are so brainwashed and fallen down the rabbit hole so far that they have lost all common sense. Just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to move on a little bit. While you were doing your opening and you were talking about what the Republicans have voted against, the part where you said they voted against veterans medical care, do you know what else they voted against with veterans?
What's that?
You know, a lot of our veterans are homeless or very poor, being in bad housing or on the streets or whatever. They voted against making sure our veterans are fed.
did they?
I can't remember what the bill was called. Yes. What was it called? Food security to make sure these people are at least have their bellies full. And Republicans voted against it.
Oh my God! See, that's crazy.
It is. It really is.
Stupid.
It's,
I cannot stand these MAGA idiots.
It's
gotta
really
be stopped
sickening.
In November. They got to be stopped these midterms.
Right. These are our military members. These are the people, men and women, who go into the trenches and fight. It doesn't matter if it's for our country, for another country. They are our military members. And what gets me about this is that my dad was a World War II veteran. The World War II veterans were treated with so much love and respect when they came home because they fought against fascism and the evil of the Nazi Party. And we have devolved into not taking care of the same people. The World War II veterans went off to fight for other countries in Europe. England, Italy, Norway, Switzerland. They went off to fight for all these other countries. So they did the same thing that our current our more recent veterans have done, gone into war with foreign countries in Iraq, and yet they're come home and treated with shame. It's the same damn thing with two differing reactions to what they have done. It blows the mind. It blows the mind. Absolutely blows the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to put that out there in case you people aren't aware of this. They're not only voting against medical care for our veterans, they're voting against feeding our veterans. This is the Republican Party, and they want to. And I want to bring this up real quick before we go any further. They are also, and I get this from MAGA people and trolls on Republican pages on Facebook. They want to eliminate. Like you played the Ron Johnson, the Obama tape about Ron Johnson. Well, he's not the only one. The author of the bill to gut Social Security and Medicare is Rick Scott. Rick Scott is a senator in Florida. Rick Scott has authored a bill, already written a bill, to change Social Security and Medicare. And by the way, Rick Scott used to be in charge of a company that was able to steal millions in Medicare money through some sort of medical company and got away with it. He fucking got away with stealing Medicare money. And this is the same guy that has written a bill to steal Social Security and Medicare. And then I go on Facebook and I'll put something up about it, you know, on somebody's page. And I get all the trolls in the bag of people. Oh, that's a lie. It's never happened. It's not going to happen. But guess what? It came out of their own mouth. It's not only him, Rick Scott. Lindsey Graham has said it. Ron Johnson has said it. Mitch McConnell has said it. The only reason it hasn't happened is because there was a majority in Congress or the Senate. I don't know who voted for it, Congress or Senate, who voted to block it in the past. Now they really want to do it. Homeless. I have nowhere to go if Republicans want to change my Social Security or Medicare. And on the other hand, let me put this out there. Our wonderful President Joe Biden is giving us an increase on Medicare. I mean, on, sorry, on Social Security. On Social Security in January. He's giving us an increase. And I don't know how they've done it, but it's such a wonderful bill that my insurance company, government is going to pay my insurance company so much money to the point where I can use part of my insurance money to pay for my utility bills. Starting in January. So, okay. So let me ask, would you vote for the party who wants to eliminate, change, you know, reevaluate Social Security and Medicare once a year, every 5 years, or whatever they have in mind? Or would you rather vote for the party who wants to give you more and help you pay your bills?
Exactly.
You know, this is the thing. You know, I'm a disabled senior. You know, how can anybody, how cruel do you have to be? How unethical do you have to be to want to put me on the streets and let me starve and die because I don't have the medication I need for my blood pressure or my cholesterol? How evil and unethical do you have to be?
Well, we see how they are, Paula, with the way they treat the elderly, especially when they go up there and beat the shit out of Nancy Pelosi's husband with a fucking hammer, of all things.
Hammer. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. So let's move on to that. So what's going around Twitter and the internet is that the guy who broke into his home, there was no security, come to find out. There was no security at the home at the time, believe it or not.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they were with Nancy.
Right, right. And actually, I saw a video on MSNBC today where she's getting in her, they opened the garage door at her home, and she rushes into a limousine, and there are like 5 or 6 security guards, like, on the prowl. They rush her into the car, and they are either jumping around the car, jumping into the car. Anyway, they, after what happened, they are protecting her like hawks. So...
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the latest news, the latest bullshit conspiracy theories are that, keep in mind, this is an 82-year-old senior citizen. I'm 69, and I don't know if I could do what he did. Okay? The conspiracy theories are that he was in his underwear. I sleep in my underwear.
Right.
The problem with that is what?
No, I was going to ask, why would that matter? I don't understand.
Exactly. And now they're saying that he had a male, not only were Paul Pelosi and the attacker in the house, but there was a third person who answered the door. And the bullshit conspiracy theories are saying that the third person who answered the door was a gay lover.
Oh.
Okay. First of all, the man is 82. Do you really think he could have any lover, male or female? Are you fucking kidding me?
I think they were getting him mixed up with Lindsey Graham,
And just so the world is informed, the police have come out and said a third person did not open the door. By the way, do you know how Pelosi, there's going to be more come out about this, I'm sure. Do you know how Paul Pelosi is the one who called 911? Apparently, he told the attacker, first of all, he's got to be bleeding. He's been hit in the head. His skull is fractured. So he probably said, I need to go to the bathroom and get a towel to stop the bleeding. Probably, that's probably what happened. He goes in the bathroom, calls 911, and they said the dispatcher that answered the call is a hero. Because he told her encoded messages, and she interpreted his coded message.
So, when you say that coded message, was he because he was hit in the head, he was unable to speak?
No. It's because the attacker was listening from the bedroom. It's like anybody, being attacked in their home, like a woman being attacked in her home, and her mom calls, and she starts saying stupid shit. That doesn't make any sense, right?
Uh-huh.
That's what Paul Pelosi did.
Yeah.
And then the dispatcher's job is to say, is someone there with you? Yes. Yes or no questions. Have they hurt you? Yes. Have they left yet? No. Yes or no question. So, whatever, I'm sure we're going to get this conversation later. I would think.
They haven't released the 911 tapes or anything yet. I'm sure that'll be coming out.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Police chief in Santa Barbara, where they live, praise the 911 dispatcher, saying she was intelligent and intuitive enough to understand that there was something going wrong and to ask him questions that wouldn't alert the attacker.
That's a good dispatcher, actually.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what Don Jr., because from what you sent me, so Don Jr. has been tweeting that these pictures, like the meme that's going around about, you know, shows a pair of underwear and a hammer, and it says the Halloween my Halloween costume or some shit, and that's just fucking stupid that they would do that. That shows you how fucking sick they are.
Yeah, it's really, 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 real. I mean, I can't say enough really how sick it is. Yeah, because he was in his underwear sleeping. He was sleeping in his underwear, which I do. I have scoliosis. I have a twisted spine. And
yeah.
It hurts. It hurts to sleep in nightwear. Because if I have to toss and turn to make myself more comfortable because of my twisted spine, I get all tangled up, and then it makes sleeping worse for me. So the man is alone home in his own bedroom and sleeping in his underwear, and all of a sudden it's a conspiracy theory because he was in his underwear. How fucked up is that?
Dun, 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 dum, 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 dum. You know, what's funny is that, here's the thing. So, you know, him being in his underwear, like, again, they're deflecting what the main purpose here is, and that an elderly man got beat up by some mega brainwashed Trump supporter who and the thing is, this is how sickening it is. So it's almost like saying, hey, we didn't get to finish the job getting to Nancy Pelosi at the Capitol, so we're going to fucking go in and then we're going to beat the old man up. And so, you know, that's how sick it is. That's how fucked up these people are, that they continuously are seeking to kill Nancy Pelosi. The ex-vice president.
Pence.
Yeah. They still heckle like him, you know. And so they're not done with these. I think that they literally are still seeking to go after them. I mean, that's what it is. They're not happy until there's a destruction of our judicial or of our government system. And that's not going to be just them. They're going to be going after a lot of people. And these are the mega fucking conspirators who are brainwashed enough to attack people physically now. They're physically attacking people.
Right.
And it's getting really scary. I mean, like Democrats, you know, it's scary that if you go out and you say, hey, you know, I'm a Democrat, you know, are somebody going to, you know, fucking kill you? Or, you know, because, you know, these guys are now trying to do intimidation process or, excuse me, intimidation at the polls, you know, at the drop-off ballots boxes.
Right.
You know, that's what they're trying to do.
Way,
they're trying to fuck with people.
And by the way, speaking of the drop-off ballots, do you know there was a lawsuit filed against the people that are watching the drop boxes, and the judge ruled against it? In other words, they're still allowed to watch the drop boxes in Arizona, which is totally fucked up. Let me tell you something else about this that relates to this Paul Pelosi thing, and it has to do with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Okay? she goes on Twitter. And she goes on Twitter, even though she spouts violence, abuse, chased a Parkland school shooting victim, David Hogg, down the sidewalk, told him she had a gun in her bag while being filmed by her team. Also, is filmed going to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's office, peeking through her mailbox slot on her door, saying, "Let me in, let me in. I guess you don't want to talk to me," whatever, whatever, whatever. She stalks, she abuses, whatever. Anyway, she makes this over nine minute audio film on video. She says that no government official should be attacked, should be that she condemns it. And on she's sitting at a desk with a curtain and the American flag behind her, says she condemns it. But in this not over 9 minute odd film video, she plays audios on an answering machine or recorder or whatever of people making threats against her.
Oh my God.
So what she did was take an attack against an 82-year-old man and made it all about her.
Oh, my God.
Literally. I mean, she could have released these audio tapes before Paul Pelosi got attacked, right? But she didn't. She used an attack upon an 82-year-old man of the husband of the woman she hates. She hates Nancy Pelosi. And in fact, the day before January 6th on January 5th, stood outside with a megaphone and said Nancy Pelosi had committed treason and deserved death. Okay? It's on film. She deleted it, but fortunately, other people saved it. She said Nancy Pelosi deserved death. Yeah, she goes on a videotape. Yeah, she did. If I can find it, I'll send it to you. And you know who was in the crowd?
Mm-hmm.
You know who she's speaking to?
Can you take Cruz?
An audience of Proud Boys.
Is Paula? Are these the people that they invited up to tour the Capitol building? Or 3 days before it happened.
Well,
were these Proud Boy people and stuff?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And Jim Jordan,
yes.
And all of that. Jim Jordan. Who was it? Jim Jordan.
And Lauren Boebert.
Yeah.
Lauren Boebert went into the Capitol building. I believe it was the night before she was sworn in. And some naive Capitol police let her and her mother and a couple of her sons in. She has four sons. And allowed them, her and her family in, and they took selfies. They took selfies standing on the steps of the Capitol building when nobody was supposed to be let in at night during a pandemic. And yet
and of course there was nobody reported with a threat or anything because obviously they kind of hit it or whatever. They had to have.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
when you have the leader, Donald Trump, being able to do that, it's pretty easy to get away with that.
Right. So let's go back to Mars. Large Mars.
Okay.
Large Mars. Large Mars took the attack of the 82-year-old husband of her enemy. And turned it into herself as the victim because she was getting voicemails from people that said that she deserved to be dead. Now, and this is the other thing about those audio recordings, what a lot of people said on the post afterwards, and it's probably conspiracy theory too from the left, from Democrats. But what they were saying is that she probably had her family and friends and aides call in and make the attacks upon her so she could come out and appear as the victim.
Yeah, gosh, something wrong here.
isn't that funny?
It's a fucking Republican speaking there.
it's probably not true, but I mean, it makes you wonder because she is such a fucking lying bitch. Leave it to Marjorie Trader Green to make up voicemails attacking her. I mean, I would not put it past her.
Hey, do you remember I was sitting there thinking about this. I don't know why I was thinking about it the other day, but, you know, I remember in the midst of all this stuff happening with the Capitol building, I could not remember who the hell it was, but there was a guy, it was one of the politicians. When all the shit was going down with the Capitol, when they were coming into the building, the security camera shows him going out the side or basement door or whatever. And as he goes out, he pushes the door open and people start going in. They hold the door open so they can get in. And he walks right outside the door.
I don't know about that one.
You don't know about that one? Yeah. Like he walks. The video shows him walking out, and as he's walking out, there's like a side door. You know, obviously it's like a one of those ones where you get a, you know, it's got a lock on it where you have to push the middle of it to get it to unlock or open the door.
Yeah.
As he walks out the door, somebody's standing right there, and they grab the door, and he walks right on out. Doesn't stop him. Doesn't say, hey, what are you doing coming in this way? He walks right on out. And they grab the door, and then everybody starts coming in that way, too. And I'd like to know who the fuck that was. I'm going to see if I can find the video on that. But if you haven't seen it, you got to see it.
Well, you know, Josh Hawley is the one that was called out at the J6 hearing for running through the hallways after saluting the insurrectionists outside the Capitol building. And he ran like a little bitch. Yeah, it wasn't him, was it?
Yeah, he did. I don't know. You know, I'm going to look it up while we're talking here. I'm going to see if I can find it real quick.
Okay.
And then,
yeah, I don't know about that one.
Let's see, the politician. The thing is that... it was weird because they brought it up and then they didn't mention it anymore. And I'm wondering, I'm going to look this up. Went outside door of Capitol.
Oh,
I'm going to see if this comes up.
There's another subject I want to bring up while we're doing this. But you find that. Try and find that.
Okay. His name was Representative Mike. Where the fuck did he go? Oregon lawmaker lets protesters in the state capitol in charge in breach. Yes, Republican Mike Nierman, 57, was charged. He was charged with it, too. Was charged with official misconduct in the first degree and trespassing in the second degree, according to the court documents of Marion County prosecutors, said in a courtroom documents that Mr. Nierman, being a public servant, did unlawfully and knowingly perform an act which constituted an unauthorized exercise of his official duties with intent to obtain a benefit or to harm others. So on December 21st, while he was in session, Mr. Nierman calmly walked out a side door, allowing several demonstrators, many of them unmasked and holding American flags or pro-Trump signs inside the state capitol in state capitol. The movement was captured by and circulated on a video surveillance breach. So they actually have the video. I'm going to see if I click on it if it pops up.
Is he still in office?
I don't know. That's a good point. Because
Give me that link if you find it.
I hope he's in fucking jail.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
What?
This wasn't the Capitol. You know what? I'm glad I looked at that right. It wasn't the Capitol in Washington, D.C. It was the Capitol. This was when the protesters were at the Oregon Live. Okay, so this was in Oregon at their Capitol because there were apparently there was protesters trying to get into the Capitol building there on December 21st. And so the House Republicans, All right, so this was them doing this. And, of course, it says that the rioters were allegedly sprayed six troopers with a chemical substance that was reportedly pepper spray. But this is the video, I believe. I see the video right here. I'm going to see if this is the one I was looking at. But apparently this guy let them in his own Capitol, and they were attacking, you know, all kinds of shit in the Capitol building, in their Capitol,
okay.
Which is pretty fucked up anyway.
Well,
that's fucked up, too.
So is he a Republican or Democrat?
He's a Republican. Representative Mike Nierman. Republican.
Okay.
And the Republicans, they asked, it said at the end here, it says, they asked the Republicans what their response to this. House Speaker Tina Kotek said on Thursday that legislators' leaders were exploring how they could sanction any lawmaker who aided rioters in forcing their way into the Capitol on December 21st. Oregon State Police are investigating the incident. The House Republicans never responded to a request for comment.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know about this.
I'm
going
to send that to you so you can see it. I didn't know if you knew about this. This happened right around the same time.
Okay. Let me remind everybody that on January 6th, we were still in the middle of a pandemic, that there were rules that no one could enter the Capitol building at all. Only the lawmakers, only the people that worked there were allowed into the Capitol building with a mask on. And yet 1,000 people invaded the Capitol building.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I thought there had already been over 900 people arrested for January 6th. I was wrong. I'll admit, I was wrong. They just arrested the 900th person.
Woo.
Okay, damn. I want everyone to think about that. 900 people have been arrested. I mean, they don't call it treason, for treason.
'Cause
it doesn't have that name, quote, treason, unquote, on it. These people committed treason because they believed God, I have so many words I want to use for him. an evil, lying, snake oil salesman, con man as a president. I mean, where's your fucking common sense, people? Where's your fucking common sense?
Yeah, they don't have none.
Okay, so let's move on to Elon Musk, shall we?
Elon Musk, yes, let's do.
Okay, Elon Musk just bought Twitter 4 days ago. He is already retweeting conspiracy theories about Paul Pelosi. Everyone thinks that, you know, he's going to let Donald Trump back on. They said, and this is really sick. The first night after it was announced that he had bought Twitter, the N-word, racism, and anti-Semitic tweets were prevalent on Twitter. Already, first night after he bought it. You know, the MAGA people and the trolls want Donald Trump back on. They want all these conspiracy theorists that have been banned back on because they want, you know, they think conspiracy theories, hate speech, racism, anti-Semitic speech is free speech.
Yeah.
Hate speech, that's hate speech. Hate speech isn't free speech. So, let me go on with this. I found out that 89% of Twitter revenue, the money they bring in, is from advertisers. 89%.
Ooh.
General Motors has already left. They have stopped their advertising on Twitter. GM, one of the largest car companies in the world, Twitter, because Elon Musk bought it. Now, the question is, do major advertisers like Amazon, like the cable companies, like Netflix, like I put on a list yesterday of the companies that could destroy Twitter, and I can't remember all of them by name. But
yeah.
Can you see them still advertising on Twitter if racism and hate speech were returned? So these companies that advertise on Twitter have the ability to promote or destroy Twitter if hate speech is brought back.
Oh, yeah. You know how bad that'll be?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, Elon Musk is already, this is now his fourth company to become CEO. That's on top of Tesla and, God, I forget what the other companies are. So it's very apparent that Elon Musk is all about the money.
Mm-hmm.
If he loses all these big companies for their advertising, he has to think about whether he really wants to bring back Donald Trump, Michael Flynn, Alex Jones. That's some of the names. All these people. Does he really want to take the chance of bringing back all these lying conspiracy theorists, election-denying idiots, and lose revenue?
Yeah.
Of the company he just bought.
Kind of a sickening man in a way, isn't he?
Well, I mean, he's retweeting this bullshit about Paul Pelosi.
Oh, my God.
That he had a gay lover that night and that a third person opened the door. I was thinking... A third person, could that be a caretaker? Could that be a maid? Could that be, you know,
yeah,
someone
that's very true.
Who lives in the home that helps take care of the home and Mr. Pelosi while Nancy is gone? But no, it turns out that it's none of those. In fact, it was no one. It is a lie. The San... I forget where they live. The police that answered the call said there was not a third person that opened the door. And yet the stupid shit continues.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's
I can't believe that they continuously let this shit happen, and then you know, like they say that, and then they say that, well, you know, he was a homosexual and he was having some sexual love affair. You know, I mean, I don't understand how these fuckers come up with this shit. And then I started thinking, and Paula, when I read a lot of the emails that we receive, I go through these emails and I look at them and I'm thinking how many of these people are really messed up. I mean, like, they truly believe the shit that they're, you know, typing or whatever. But these people truly believe this stuff. And that's what's scary. And that's what the threat. President Joe Biden's right. They are a threat to our society. What'd you just see, huh?
I'm just now seeing the link you sent me.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was somebody sent that to me from an email. I didn't get to watch it yet, so I have no clue what it is.
I can't do it either. Okay.
Right.
I can barely hear it, but You know, I have to look at it later.
Sorry, because I'm on it. Yeah, I was going to say, I'll look at it later.
Yeah.
I figured that.
Don't. You know, if they're saying they say it's a bit odd, that means that it's really true. So don't. So, do we have any emails, phone calls, whatever?
We have, excuse me. We have a lot of email. Yeah, man, like our emails. So I was looking through a lot of these while this is going on. And so, yeah, we're going to get to these emails in just a minute. And I just was thinking while I was looking at some of this shit, you know, because I'm – I don't know why, but I always try to figure out, you know, when it comes to these Republicans that I have to – you know, keep an eye on it and stuff here, but I got to be honest with you. There's some crazy, wicked shit here. So here's something that I found out. So, well, this is something the reason why I'm going to bring this part up for just a second is that, so when Obama was out speaking at that Ron Johnson thing, you know, where he talks about Ron Johnson and goes on that, he corrects a heckler. I didn't know if anybody heard that.
Uh-huh.
I haven't heard it yet,
yeah.
So I want to hear what it says. So let's listen to it for a minute.
Prayer for a friend of mine, Mr. Paul Pelosi, who was attacked, 82 years old, was attacked when somebody broke into his home looking for his wife, Nancy. And thankfully, doctors believe he's going to be okay, but We'll let the investigators do their jobs, but here's one thing that we can feel, we know. If our rhetoric about each other gets that mean, when we don't just disagree with people, but we start demonizing them, making wild, crazy allegations about them, that creates a dangerous climate. And if elected officials don't do more to explicitly reject that kind of rhetoric, if they tacitly support it or encourage their supporters to stand outside voting places armed with guns and dressed in tactical gear, more people can get hurt. And we're going to be violating the basic spirit of this country. Yes. So, sir, the only way come on. But this is what I mean. This is what I mean. I mean, we're having a conversation. Come on. Sir. Come on. Sir, this is what I'm saying. Look, there is a process that we set up in our democracy. Right now I'm talking. You'll have a chance to talk sometime soon. You don't have to interrupt each other. You don't have to shout each other down. It's not a good way to do business. You wouldn't do that at a workplace. If you wouldn't just interrupt people in the middle of a conversation. It's not how we do things. And this is part of the point that I want to make. Just basic civility and courtesy works. And that's what we want to try to encourage. So, listen, that's okay. No. Wait. Quiet down. Look, hey, hold up. Hold on a minute. Listen, everybody. Hey, y'all up there, pay attention. Here's what happens. Listen. No. I mean, this is part of, not only is this an example of what I'm talking about, but it's also an example of how we get distracted. Suddenly, we're all, y'all ever see that movie, Up, that Disney movie? Right, remember that dog, and the dog's talking, and that squirrel, and they turn, and that's us with politics. We get distracted instead of focusing on what's important.
There we go. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah. Well, did you watch it or did you just listen?
No. No.
Okay.
I said I didn't. It's the first time I heard it before I played it.
Okay. Well, I watched it. And this guy stood up, looks like a yuppie, short haircut, dress shirt, tie, black, and start heckling Obama. Okay? And that's when he starts yelling. And they push the son of a bitch out of the room.
I love it.
Yeah. If you go watch the videos, because the crowd was humongous. I love this man.
Was that
this
just man, the one man that was standing there?
Yeah, one man. One man stood up and started heckling him. And all of a sudden, I see a young guy and a young gal start pushing him backward out of the room. I don't know if they were security, police, or just audience members, but I have a feeling it was Secret Service in plain clothes. That's what I think. They didn't have uniforms on that said secret, SS, Secret Service, or whatever. But they started pushing him out of the room, and the crowd was cheering